This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
No, we are going to start with that. Hello, 7 after the hour. This is the DJV program, full of entertaining conversation, informative conversation, if I do say so myself. But we don't think small here. Right, ladies? We think big. Yeah. Big time. Think big thinkers. Jennifer Horn, big thinker. Victoria Keelan, big thinker. Jay Kirshner, big thinker. So we're all here. Kind of love that we have the ability to talk about so much. There is much focus, as is usual and has been, unfortunately, the usual. We get away from whether Trump is the next president of the United States or not. The situation with COVID grounds a lot of us, I think. The rural hospital situation. There's so many of our stations that are in rural America, so many people listening to this program. I bet you get that, Jay. When you look at the when we're looking at all our social media, do you think half of the comments come from rural America? You can identify, maybe you don't even know where some of these, you know where the states are, you don't know where some of the towns are. That
yeah, I don't even know how to pronounce some of the towns. Right. I'm always asking you, Doug, or I'm starting spelling them, because I don't want to butcher anything. And I feel like some states have the same names for things, or it's the same spelling, but they're all pronounced differently depending on what state you're in.
Yeah, right. Well, some of the rural hospitals around the country are struggling financially, and that could mean a lack of access to health care. We were talking about this, so I was nosing around, ladies, a little bit to see where all of this was going. There was a report that was just issued by the American Hospital Association. Hospitals here in our country and healthcare systems are going to lose $100 billion in revenue this year because of COVID. So that money is all going to come in the form of relief. Some people even said it could be $200. Last year, hospitals lost $300 billion. Imagine that. And it speaks
to elective surgeries.
Right, yeah. Exactly. It speaks back to the things we were talking about. This was required usage of the hospitals. And in some cases, everybody made this big fuss. There were empty beds in a lot of hospitals, especially rural hospitals in America. So anyway, the financial challenges here. So what does that mean to you in terms of the kind of services you'll be allowed to get at various hospitals? You may now have to travel a good deal because some of the rural hospitals won't be able to afford some of the specialty doctors and services that they used to provide because they just don't have any money. $4.4 billion in provider relief funds in this current act. But if they lost, what, $300 billion and now $4 billion, what does that do? I guess it helps a little bit. But anyway, I think that's another one of the things that happens in our country. And because I'm so focused on agriculture and that part of my life is so important, I live in a suburban agriculture. Well, it's not even an agricultural community. I make it an agricultural community, but it's not really. But there are other towns around. But they, because we're so close to a big city, I mean, there's probably, if there is another city that challenges Boston in terms of the amount of hospital space and the amount of knowledge, I don't know what it is. Maybe New York to a point, maybe Los Angeles. But most people, I'm happy to be here. If I'm sick, I know where I'm going to go. I mean, if I really need attention, there's Tufts, there's the UMass facility, there is the Mass General facility, lots and lots of them. And so, but you know, they're like hospitals in Tennessee, where you are, Jay, 15 hospitals have closed in the past year. In Georgia, 8. Wow. Let's see here. Where else? Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, North Carolina, all have 7 closures, even since the beginning of the year. Alabama, 6. Florida, 5. So the charts here are really, it's an amazing reality to think about where we were before all of this. And I go back to, you know, we look at some of the superficial causes, but back to the real root cause, and that's the Chinese government and the coronavirus and what is or isn't being done to make sure. You were talking about how Samsung is going to expand in Austin. One of the things that's good is there's a lot of business in Texas because it's a favorable tax state, that sort of thing, and there's a lot of people that have moved there. But what people are not realizing, California's loss, people say, is Texas's gain. Well, that's swell if you have the infrastructure to take care of it. But things are so bad in California right now, people are leaving in droves, and they're going to places that can't handle the population. And Austin's a perfect
example.
People
are leaving. And more people are leaving than coming into California.
Right. But they're going to places like San Antonio and Austin, and they don't have, they're choking. They don't have housing. And they don't have, try to buy a house in Austin. Just try to find a house. Never mind pay for it. You can't. And so, you look at all of this stuff, it's whether the state can even handle it. And that then brings us around to, I go to you, Jay, because in Nashville, it's a cosmopolitan area. People, a lot of hubbub and entertainment stuff there. But when you get to the outskirts of town, Tennessee is considered to be an ag state. But if you go to Knoxville, you go to Nashville, there's a lot of activity going on there. Big school in Nashville that brings a lot of people in. So are they handling, how much influx do you think there is in population there, and can the facilities handle it?
Oh, it's a complete seller's market right now because everybody wants to move in, and there's just not enough people actually selling. And it's always crazy here because, especially in Nashville, it's a tourist community. We thrive off of tourism.
Right. Yeah. Well, I just got to wonder how all of these things are going to shake out, if you will. And then there is this business about shipping. We don't grow everything here. We've had to bring some foods in from others. We were talking earlier about how much food's being wasted and what goes on there. It seems, we keep talking about Dr. Oz. There was a segment on his program about what sort of solid waste is created here, and then the focus around the world. So we were talking about what is wasted here in our country. So let's move it. Let's expand that a little bit. There are 2 billion metric tons of solid waste annually coming from just the high-income countries, our country, Europe, that sort of thing. The average, and with that, the study Dr. Oz did, since 1999, the average American waist size for men has grown from 38 to 40 inches. The average waist size for women has gone from 36 to 39 inches. Imagine that. The numbers, mostly the belly fat comes from what we're eating, how much food we eat. See, that's another thing. I don't want us to feel guilty about how much we eat, but we eat too much. Right? When you go to a restaurant, people always talk let's go to the California Pizza Kitchen, or let's go to what's the other one that's out there it's missing.
All restaurants in America any European who comes to America and they go to a restaurant and they have a plate put in front of them, their eyes bug out of their heads. They're like, this is enough for three people. Yes. I mean, there's just the portion control in this country. There is no control. There is no portion control.
Yeah. And then there are the exporters that are trying to get food, our excess food that we grow here, we've been the breadbasket. So we're trying to get the food that is needed around the rest of the world, like potatoes and grain and that sort of thing. There is a problem getting it shipped, because when the ships, at least what's happened this past year, have gotten to their destinations, the countries have held up. Because they're wondering, can we possibly in places like Africa, they think that the COVID is transferred by food. So when food is shipped into some port in Africa, they just let it sit on the ship until they quote unquote figure out whether it has any disease in it. Meanwhile, it rots in the ship and that's the end of that. So there are a lot of things that are coming out of this that we really don't know. We haven't talked much about. What has happened, the agricultural condition, the food growing condition in our world, never mind our country, is very much challenged at the moment. And so we do have excess stuff. The Chinese have bought lots of food. They don't want to admit to the fact that they're what they're growing is junk, and the people are not, they're not responding to the stuff unless there's nothing else to eat. They're trying to buy things from us. And so they blame, they're not buying as much, they say, because of the tariffs. So they're more interested in the money than there are their people, which I guess you could figure that's typical China. But it's really the way this thing that the Chinese government created has affected the world and disrupted pretty much everything. We are, you know, we talk about our health and some of our jobs and stuff, but our worlds have been upended by this. And the impact, the more you look around, the more you see, my God, what in the world is going on here? And it's it's a lot to deal with. There's no question about that. Speaking of dealing, our DJV download that you get at DJVshow.com, the most recent one, is a focus in part on the Iraqi missile attack. Wasn't there another one, too? How many of these has there been?
One this week.
Yeah, 13 people, I don't know, killed in that. And then we focus on the the California crash with all of the, that's been declared. I think they figured out, right, that these people coming out of the Mexican border in this SUV were all here to be.
Well, they haven't made
illegals.
It official yet. They can't tell you that the truck, the expedition burst through the border wall. So I would imagine that it is probably a human trafficking thing.
Yeah,
and that's
right.
The one that 13 people died as a part of. So sad.
Yeah. Pet expert Warren Eckstein talking about the Lady Gaga dog thing and whether or not, do we figure out whether that person actually got the $500,000 or not? Can you imagine getting $500,000?
Haven't heard anything more, but if that person was deemed to really be completely independent of the kidnappers and had nothing to do with it, then yeah, that's what Gaga's people had said, that she would be entitled to the $500,000 reward.
Yep. Well, there's all kinds of stuff you can catch up on by listening to our DJV downloads, so that you know from day to day kind of what's going on. If you missed the program yesterday, you missed a lot, so you can get some of the important conversation in the DJV download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. When it comes right down to the nitty-gritty in terms of choosing Calitrin and weight loss in general.
You know, with every purchase of Calitrin, you get your own personal Calitrin consultant. And our consultants, they've been working for years helping customers lose weight with this product. We do everything we can to help you see where we even have a nurse available on staff should you want to talk to a nurse. But it really is a product that I think is different than every other weight loss product out there because it really works with your body, not against your body.
What's the midwinter deal right now, the winter sale? What's the special?
We put up the early Valentine's special so you can make sure you get your delivery before Valentine's Day, but we've got the unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's buy four, get four free, buy 10, get 10 free. It's a perfect time to stock up and save or maybe even split it with a friend.
That's the Valentine's special at toploss.com for Calitrin. Use the DJV code to have free shipping as well and get a hold of all these specials.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning,
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, go, Sergeant!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Dell's semi-annual sale is a perfect time to power up productivity and gaming victories. Now you can save what Dell employees save on high-performance tech. Save 17% on the latest XPS and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors. Plus, check out exclusive savings on Dell monitors, headsets, and accessories for greater immersion in all you do. Upgrade today by calling 800-BUY-DELL. Again, that's 800-BUY-DELL, or you can visit dell.com/semi-annual sale.
Comments galore. If you want to check out what's going on with our social media, you do it at DJV Show, whether it's Twitter or Instagram, facebook.com/DJV Show, all there for the offing. There's some smiles that you'll get from reading some of this stuff, and you'll scratch your head looking at some of the comments from some people as well. 21 after the hour.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, we're in the stream here at 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer and Victoria and Jay. Jay's in the spotlight right now because of all of the things we've pretty much expanded our scope of interest and time and the attention we're paying to those of you who have some thoughts. Cool. Thank you very much. Comments on what you do for your health. What are people doing or what are they saying about taking care of themselves? Jay?
Definitely eating right, getting out, walking regularly is a big comment. And I love that Corey Lynn says, eating healthy for my body and dancing more for my mind. Because so many people forget that health is not just about the physical sense, but the mental, you know, our mentality and our emotions as well. Low-carb diets, moderate daily exercise, I mean, these are great.
Yeah.
Steve Knott says, by eating real food, quote-unquote, the real food.
Now, what
Which,
does
hey,
that mean?
Whole foods. Real food, whole foods, not processed foods, not fast food.
Yeah,
not going to your favorite place, Doug, McDonald's.
Yeah, my favorite place. I've never been to a McDonald's in my life. However, this is always going to be the first time.
Yes, you have. Yes, you
Their
have.
Their fries are good.
When did I go to McDonald's?
You talked about a fillet of fish, and you also got a milkshake for Ed McMahon.
Oh, that was, okay. So, I did. That's
called
true.
I bring receipts, baby cakes.
Yeah, all right, okay. I do remember that. Ed loved, for some reason or other, those cheap, crappy McDonald's fraps or whatever the milkshakes. So whenever I'd go over and visit him, I would stop. There was a McDonald's. Well, there's McDonald's everywhere, but there was one that was, Beverly Hills did not allow, there's no fast food restaurants in Beverly Hills, right? There's nothing, you can't get any, you know, there's no drugstores in Beverly, you can't find much of anything, except the upper end restaurants, like the grill and stuff. But anyway, so I remember there was a place he lived up on the top of the hill on Mulholland, just as you go over the border into Beverly Hills. And so he would always, when he says, you're coming over, bring a McDonald's milkshake. So I would stop, and he liked a chocolate McDonald's milkshake.
And I'm sure you just got one for him. You probably didn't get one for yourself, right, because you're just a giver?
Well, I might have tasted one. How'd you remember that? That's funny. I'd forgotten about it myself.
It's a steel trap, anyway. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I know. I got it. Okay, why do people feel the right to comment on women's fertility? This has been shaking around here most of the week, has it not, Jay?
Right, exactly. With Halsey being asked if her pregnancy was an accident or not, a lot of people are just, they feel the need to comment on that. So we put that to DJV Show socials, and Bob Confer says, questions like when are you going to have a baby may seem like a lighthearted, good-natured question by the asker, but you don't know what that person has actually gone through. Maybe they haven't had a baby yet because they can't have a baby. So it's just one
or
of those
maybe
things.
You
don't
make it stop. Kids. Yeah.
Or
you
don't
just
want
say,
kids.
Are you offering? That's all you do is just say, are you offering when someone says you have a baby?
Exactly. And somebody pointed out that they always got the questions, but their husband never once did.
Uh-huh. Let's get a divorce. All right, let's see. We have Gen Z and millennials feuding over the cancel culture should apply to Eminem. I've always thought he was a big waste of time anyway, so why are people spending time on this?
Gen Z are calling his lyrics violent, saying he needs to be canceled. Millennials are, well, half the millennials are saying, yeah, he should be canceled, but guess what? We've been trying for ages. It's just not going anywhere.
So why don't if nobody likes this guy, how does he succeed?
Well, that's only
and
half
why
the
is anybody even talking
half,
about him?
The other half of millennials are defending him, saying that his music is art. It's meant to be shocking and offensive as he pulls from real life experiences. He grew up in a very abusive household, so he has this imagery in his lyrics. And one of the songs most notably is his 2010 hit, Love the Way You Lie, featuring Rihanna, where one of the lines, it's along the lines of, if, you know, you ever try to leave me, I'm going to set this house on fire. I'm going to tie you to a bed and set this house on fire. And
lovely.
People are commenting on that, how it's just, it's not appropriate, it needs to be canceled. Other people are like, then don't listen to his music.
So romantic.
That's love, baby.
Yeah, sure it is. And there are a lot of comments continuing reactions to our conversations with Jonathan Tucker from Debris and comments on the program itself. All at DJ.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Democrats attempt to ram a $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package down the throats of American taxpayers, Republicans are demanding a full 600-page bill reading and painful multi-hour votorama. The procedural war is aimed at forcing Democrats to defend several parts the GOP considers unnecessary and partisan. While the process won't substantially impact the final version of the bill, it'll provide plenty of TV ammunition for future campaign messaging. While the U.S. Capitol continues to look like a war zone, the FBI and Department of Homeland Security predict violent domestic extremist attacks will rise in 2021. Without providing any evidence beyond hearsay, the joint report says extremists have discussed plans to take control of the Capitol and remove Democratic lawmakers as of today, March 4th. Because of this, the House sent everyone home today. USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red-hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
Emmy Award-winning Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo attempted to explain away and apologize to the three women accusing him of sexual harassment.
I want New Yorkers to hear from me directly on this. First, I fully support a woman's right to come forward. And I think it should be encouraged in every way.
Disturbing, serious, troubling. Senate Democrats used those words to describe the three allegations of sexual harassment against the New York governor. But calling for his resignation is another matter entirely. Some lawmakers are silent on removing him from office, and that's just bad for everybody. Bad behavior without repercussions will not discourage anyone from entering into such bad behavior in the future. Mississippi dropped their COVID-19 mask mandate Wednesday. Now get ready for concerts and sporting events to return to Texas. Val Dior from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Texas is dropping its COVID-19 restrictions on businesses and ending its statewide mask mandate, Governor Greg Abbott announced on Tuesday, which happened to be Texas Independence Day. It's the latest in a string of states that have relaxed or dropped restrictions as cases have fallen nationwide. He spoke from a restaurant in Lubbock and declared that all businesses of any type can reopen at full capacity as of next Wednesday, March 10th. The statewide mask mandate first went into effect in July.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's now 34 after the hour. Hello. It's the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, J, Victoria, Doug, J, Jen, Victoria. We're here at your service and on your side, going through some of the problems, taking some bold action, saying some things that are pretty strong, pretty focused. There are a lot of things in this country that have not been handled well or at all in the last year and a half. I guess you could go back a long ways. I was actually looking at something. I was trying to find it here. The problems that we have and how, quote-unquote, unprecedented they are, the political polarization, the inequalities in our country, the vitriolic public discourse, social fabric fraying, self-centeredness on the part of many younger people especially. I think that's not a... The younger people have a corner on that. I think a lot of older people do. So what do we agree on? A lot of people say, this is the worst time of my life. And I'm betting for some people, it is. But it isn't the worst time in the history of our country. There are many other things, but we seem to, because we're not focused, we don't teach people the history of our country and what is to be learned from those experiences, because I think, don't you agree, ladies, that we all learn from our experiences, or perhaps learning about the experiences of other people, so that you 100%. Wouldn't, it's almost...
You would hope. You,
absolutely,
yeah. I mean,
yeah.
You'd think that. So if you go back to the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, it was called the Gilded Age in American history, and you figure out what was going on in our country, it was the sort of taming of the Wild West. And as the Wild West became less wild, it actually became more wild. The number of people who were killed in the individual, you know, the old stories about the gunfight at OK Corral, people think that's very sort of, there's a romanticism that goes with some of these stories. But living where Jay lives and where Jennifer lives, not so much on the East Coast, but you went through the farm states or the ranch states or wherever the wild open spaces onto the West Coast, this country was tough. And there was no law enforcement for the most part. There were no rules. The rule was, if I'm bigger and tougher than you are, then I survive and you don't. And so there was a lot of that. But when we get into the Industrial Revolution, the slavery, not only, you know, slavery for black people supposedly was over, but it wasn't over for the Chinese. There were Chinese people that were being brought in here to do a lot of work, like the railroads were built by Chinese coolies. And there were many other things structurally, especially on the West Coast, that were built by the Chinese slaves. They weren't referred to as slaves. They were referred to as coolies, but there was basically the same thing. You got paid in food and a place to sleep, and that was it. So, I mean, and then there were a lot of other things that were going on. The kind of, you know, we think rabies is sort of a modern thing. Nah. There were thousands of people dying of rabies, getting bitten by all kinds of vermin. They're around. I mean, there has been a lot of stuff going on in this country over the years that most people don't know anything about. And so I bring it around to my focus currently on the Chinese. And a lot of people think, I got a note from somebody on my personal Facebook page yesterday about my talking, aren't I worried about all the negative things I say about China? As if to suggest that if the Chinese were listening, they're going to bump me off. I don't know. I haven't had that. I wasn't really thinking about it that way. But I, you know, the negative, the other side of it is that I think often about what I say about the Chinese in terms of what people hear. They hear I'm talking about China and the Chinese, so therefore they relate to it in the sense that the country of China is bad. And there's nothing further from the truth. I spent a very interesting 10 days in China about, I don't know, maybe 20 years ago. At the invitation of the Chinese government, the same basic government that's in there now, trying, this was the beginning of the throes of them, after they'd started to reap the harvest of all our businesses, they understood what Americans were all about, and they wanted to present themselves in a good light. So that started then, and it continues. And I'll give you an example of how it continues. How many people here read Time magazine? Raise your hands. Anybody beside me look at Time magazine? Nah. Mostly,
well, I mean,
it's not
I do
much
online anymore. Sometimes.
Okay. So do you see the section that's in every issue of Time magazine called China Focus? Do you
no,
see that?
I haven't read that. No.
Okay. So every issue, I happened to on the flight last week, I picked up, for whatever the reason, I saw a cover of a Time magazine, so I grabbed a couple. Because there were a couple of issues in this particular one of those Hudson News places. And so I haven't seen Time magazine for years. So I'm opening it up and I'm reading through it, and all of a sudden I come on this big section called China Watch and China Focus. And it is presented, the Chinese daily newspaper and the Beijing Review pay Time magazine to put these inserts in to present the so-called stream of life in China.
But how does that surprise you? They've infiltrated Hollywood so that they don't have bad images.
I don't know. I guess maybe.
Yeah, but magazines are so dying. I mean, they're on their very last breath.
Oh, yeah.
So
you
every
look at
magazine,
all the ads for tobacco products and stuff.
I get two magazines delivered to my address, Cosmo and Vanity Fair, and they both have paid inserts from whomever, anybody who wants to pay.
Yeah.
It's like public access broadcasting.
Okay. So
that's not surprising. Anybody who has money can do it.
Yep. But I think I know that, and I'm not I'm not saying it's not the right thing to do to keep people going in terms of business, but I want people to know what they're getting in these inserts is complete fabrication. If you get to, let's say, the people at the Epoch Times or others who are in this country trying to present a different side of China, they're overwhelmed because they don't have the money the Chinese government does to talk about. For example, there's a focus on green tourism and how wonderful it is for the residents of China to live in some of these villages. And don't you think as an American, you ought to come over and see what we have? Why don't you come spend a week on one of our big farms and see how the Chinese... Well, these are all these farms and these communes that they are writing about are all set up by the government to sort of change Americans' minds. This aim is completely in America, and it is meant to blunt, I mean, even the dullest of minds can figure this out, to blunt our attitude or our negative feelings about China based on the fact that the virus was created there, spread from there, and has raised hell all around the world with people's lives, their economy, the whole everything. And so they try to put a nice... This really crispies my critters, I'll tell you. We'll look through some of this stuff and see what it is. Here's an article, China Aiming for New Heights. China, the government says they achieved the world's largest number of space launches. And isn't that great for China? Well, in fact, they did. While we're busy trying to save ourselves, they're busy trying to set up the moon as a war zone or some sort of way for them to control more of the world by controlling the moon. And apparently, they have set a goal of 2045 in order, that's the 100-year celebration of the beginning of the People's Republic, to basically own the moon. That's what they want to do. They want to own the moon, like they own Taiwan, they own Hong Kong. So are we going to let this, are we going to play into this? Or what's going to happen? We're going to challenge him?
I mean, I get all this, but I don't think anyone who's reading Time magazine, like picking it up in an airport like you, I don't know that anyone is even reading that, to be honest.
Well,
because you know it's a paid insert. I'm on their website right now, and there's a reason why I've never seen any of it, because it doesn't exist on the website. So they're just taking their money and just keeping, that's how they're keeping the magazine in print, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just think we ought to know.
My point is, I just don't know how far that's going.
I don't know what they're... But I think the other side of it is, Victoria, that I want people to know or be able to think about what it is that they're presenting or how they're presenting themselves. You know the story of Jack Ma? M-A? Do you know who he is?
Mm-mm.
He's probably...
Familiar.
Yeah. He's the self-made tech guy in China. Runs Alibaba.
That's
the big e-commerce. That's kind of like Microsoft here, right? Isn't it sort of cut out of the same thing? So this guy's...
Yeah,
I like that. Yeah, okay. 56 years old, and he's disappeared. Nobody knows where he is. He was speaking out against the... Apparently, because he made a lot of money, he's been making a lot of noise, too. And so the story is... Let's see. This is in... What day is this? This is the 18th. So that would be last month. According to the Chinese leadership has been asked where he is, and they say, we don't know.
Maybe check the moon.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they do with anybody who makes money, and they hold them. Remember that Chinese actress? She's like the most famous actress in China. She's been in a few American movies. I think she was in that movie, The Meg, and she was in something else with Jason Statham. But, she disappeared for weeks. And then all of a sudden she came forward at a press conference and said, oh, well, I owed back taxes and I apologized to the Chinese government. Is this whole, I mean, it was like a script, basically.
Right.
So that's what they do. So they're holding him. They're going to, you know, threaten his family. They're going to extort him for money. And then he's going to have to come out and make a statement that, you know, he was wrong and blah, blah, blah. That's what they do.
You know, you were taught, I can link what you started out with and where you ended up, Doug, because this is like freewheeling thought. And this is... that we get really distracted, and I'm using air quotes here, by how bad things are in our country. And that distraction is pretty unwarranted because, by and large, we have things pretty good in this country. Even our poor have things better than the poor around the world. And so that, to me, is a distraction from what's really important, that China and big global interests want to eat our lunch. And
that's right.
If we think we have trouble now, Just wait and see until that happens. And so I think pointing out the fact that they're infiltrating our media, our radio, our publications, Hollywood, I think it's important.
There's a station in that's licensed right across the border from San Diego in Tijuana that spews, it's a 50,000-watt signal, spewing Chinese propaganda into Southern California all day, every day. And it's owned by the Chinese government. And here we are, we were looking at having Chinese investors put money into radio networks and things like that. We have them into our food supply. I mean, come on. What? Look at that. It boggles my mind to think how clueless I guess some people are. And you may not like that word, but that's what it is. You're not paying attention. You're so worried about, there's something wrong with my cell phone. My iPhone doesn't work. I can't talk to my mother. You know.
Or Dr. Seuss.
We're worried about Dr. Seuss. Good God, give me a break. That's another, you pushed a button for that. That is the most outrageous, stupid, I mean, come on. This just happened yesterday. Dr. Seuss has been around for generations, for God's sakes. And now somebody's all, it's like the Cherokee, in the Jeep Cherokee. People need to get a life. Haven't you got anything better to do with your time? And so maybe that's the problem. With all the stuff going on, wouldn't you think people... It's like the protest in Washington. Where are you going to go? What? Okay, you can hear it in my voice. All right, calm down, Doug. I want to maybe for a minute remind you about some of the services that we offer here, including DJV Health, the health show with Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell every weekend on most of the same stations that carry the DJV program. Dr. Ken's the most recent DJV show... the DJV Health Show podcast, one of them focuses on people and what really goes on in your home as to exposure to COVID. What really is, Ken did an interesting expose about what we can find in our homes that may give us COVID. If you haven't even thought about that, how clean is your home? When you come home, what do you do with your clothes, for example? I think there's some really great questions here. Are you washing? Do you change your clothes every day? If you've been out and about, you know, you may have a mask on, but the stuff, you could have things on your clothes that could really cause a problem. Also, another recent DJV Health Show podcast, Ken Kronhaus talks about his favorite drug for increasing testosterone. You know, women need testosterone. Do you have yours measured, all three of you? When you have your blood work done, you know, estrogen gets measured. Do you know how much testosterone there is in your system? And
I don't know. Huh? I think the last time I had like extensive blood work done, yes, but
yeah. Yeah. Well, it's important to know.
And I think I'm a little low, kid.
Yeah. You think you are? All right, so anyway, situation, Ken is very thorough when it comes to research and finding out what's going on with the medical journals, and he explains all of those things and how they affect us on these podcasts. Check them out, djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to growwealthsafely.com. That's growwealthsafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. growwealthsafely.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on DJV Health with answers to your questions. And certainly there are always questions, there are continuing questions about COVID. There seems to be some information floating around, Ken, that people who get the, well, not even if they get it, but if people worrying about it, there's a lot of depression and anxiety, even some suicides related to COVID. Is that how? What are the numbers there? What do you know about the numbers?
The mental health in America is not good right now from COVID. And I'm so hoping that as we get to herd immunity and we all get our lives back, which, again, the Biden administration is telling us by December, and I'm being an optimist and hoping it's before then. But if that's the end of it, we can just all get vaccinated and these variants don't occur, that's what's going to get us to the end, and that's when the mental health is going to improve. But out of the Journal of the American Medical Association Network Open this week, we learned that one-third of adults in America are reporting experiencing symptoms of anxiety or depression as a result of COVID-19 pandemic. So if you have over 300 million people, you know, you're talking about over 100 million people with new depression and anxiety because of this darn pandemic. That's a lot of people. That's a big problem. And any healthcare provider is experiencing this, seeing this. Anyone who has family and friends or themselves is experiencing this, you're not alone. It's to be expected. We're just all tired and fed up with this, but just hang in there a little bit, because I wasn't able to say this, but we're seeing dramatic decreases, 50 to 70% decrease. Look at the curves, exponential decrease in the number of cases. We're now seeing dramatic decreases in hospitalization and beginning to see decrease in deaths. So it's not a time to give up your caution and safety and doing all the things we tell you to do, but it's a time for great hope, because if we continue this and all get immunized, I sound like a broken record, the end is going to occur of this nightmare, and we're going to be able to all get our lives back. It is really out there.
All right. So there are people who are asking about vitamins, supplements, that sort of thing, not as a substitute for the vaccines, but I wonder, because we've talked a lot about zinc and vitamin C and that sort of stuff. There have been trials that have been done. Is this something you recommend that people continue? Do they have a better chance after vaccines, even taking things like zinc and vitamin C, to prevent themselves from getting this?
Well, the best evidence is in vitamin D. You want to make sure you're getting, you know, depending on your age, usually about at least 1,000 units, but talk to your doctor, of vitamin D a day. And also, just eat healthy, get your exercise. You know, if you want to take a multivitamin, make sure you get enough vitamin C. Maybe some zinc helps. The studies, some show it does, some show it doesn't. Maybe it'll help. But the key is just doing what we tell you all the time to live a heart healthy life. That's will give you maximum protection, but what is going to give you ultimate protection is when all of us get vaccinated.
All right, let's get off of COVID for a minute and talk about exercise. Questions about how exercise may help to curb migraines. Also, exercise boosts the ability of men as they get older to have a healthy heart. There's no reason not to exercise, right? Would you say that?
Well, if you haven't been in an exercise program, you want to talk to the doctor about doing it beforehand. But there's more great news about my favorite medication, my drug, which is exercise. I say that tongue in cheek, but the American Academy of Neurology's annual meeting in April, they're going to present a paper that exercise is an effective way to reduce migraine triggers, but especially effective with triggers such as stress, depression, and trouble sleeping. And guys, as the testosterone goes down, the best effective treatment is exercise, and only when the testosterone is so low to think about replacement.
Yeah. All right. So there it is. Exercise, 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 exercise. That certainly seems to be the answer to lots of questions. You've been listening to Questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.